Hello, Sarah here in St Albans Museum and Gallery again. I am in the Western Gallery today. So last week we were in the cells and along the cell corridor. But if when you've come down onto the basement level in the lift or down the stairs, instead of going along the corridor, you come straight ahead and into the gallery. This is the Western Gallery and this is the newest room in the museum and gallery. Immediately outside, if you look up, you can see some vaulted brick ceilings. That's part of the old building still. There was a pantry down here and a kitchen and stores, a wine cellar even, for some of those events upstairs. But through the doors, you're into a brand new space that was dug out as part of the Heritage Funded project. To make this room, it was an incredibly slow and careful process. The building, as we've talked about before, is Grade 2 star listed, so it had to be carefully protected. And what they did was they removed the floor of the entranceway and then dug down. And they had to dig around the sides of the room first, carefully in different sections to underpin the foundations, and then dig out the earth in the centre. There are some amazing photographs on our website if you search for the story so far, where you can see this space when it was two stories high, when you could stand on the floor of the Western Gallery and see up to the entrance and out. And it also shows some of the brickwork of the original foundations. We're quite often asked if anything exciting was found when they dug out all that earth. The answer is not really. Mostly it was some animal bone and one shoe. Of course, where we are now is on the site of the market. There were some almshouses here as well, but this isn't a place that had a lot of big buildings before. It was the market. It has always been that centre of the town. So we didn't find anything exciting, which you could say is sad, but also meant that we were able to stay on track and open in June 2018. The space is empty at the moment. We were due to be opening the first Hertfordshire Open just as lockdown started. And of course, we had to cancel that, although you can see all of the incredible art on our website. We had some amazing entries for that show. It's very sad not to show them in person, but actually we've been able to celebrate the talent of Hertfordshire artists much more widely by putting it onto our website and the UAE Arts website as well. They have curated the show for us. So do go and have a look if you haven't seen it already. Just before that, we had the Science in St Albans exhibition. And it's a really good example of a show that would have been difficult to do before. We had a lot of our insects from our collection on display, talking about Eleanor Ormerod, who was a local entomologist. That's someone who studies insects. And we were able to do that because we could control the light in here and also the humidity and the temperature to an exact degree. And that's what a new space gives us. Also, because we had the nice big space, we were able to have the Wallingford clock on display, which is usually in St Albans Cathedral and is a model of a very early medieval clock. Other exhibitions we've had in this space are the Barbara Hepworth, which was an amazing exhibition, and I loved coming into it to see it while it was on here, to see her sculpture and to see her beautiful paintings. Again, we'd never have been able to borrow those before without the security and the ability to control the temperature and the light in here. And to celebrate her connection to Hertfordshire and the pieces that she made for the university and also for Marlborough School was really exciting. And we were able, back when we opened, to borrow the Book of St Albans, which is one of the earliest printed colour books in the country, printed on a press here in St Albans, the third printing press in the country. So it's been really exciting to see what we can do with the space. And as a curator standing here in the empty room, it's sad to see it empty of all of our collections and other people, but it's also really exciting to start to think about what you might be going to see when you come back. We have sort of one to two exhibitions here. They're big exhibitions and they take a lot of time to think about and plan, but we've got some really exciting ideas coming up. So we're looking forward to welcome you back to see those. Next week, we're going to start looking upstairs. So do come back and listen to that.